Hello, Florian speaking.
Hey Florian, this is Norbert.
Hey, Norbert. Oh, shiny new Etherpad.
Well, talking about it's recorded, right?
Yeah,
Okay.
it is.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Florian, I have a hangout with Simon Reno and myself.
Simon, whom and yourself? Who was the second?
Serena.
Ah.
Serena.
Hi, Flo.
Hey.
We don't have Kenny, that breaks in. I don't know if we have Torsten or Eike. I think they're both on
So,
holiday.
Eike is on holiday, and Torsten mentioned he might not make it. I think he's
Maybe Bjorn? We have Kenny. Oh, we have a Kenny. Fantastic. And Bjorn was posting on Twitter just a few moments ago, so he still exists.
right.
Aha.
Hello.
Simon was reading
Sorry
Twitter
about that,
a few
Simon.
months ago, so he's always got too much time, you know? I don't know. What can we do? So it comes from not ranking spreadsheets. You see, you have plenty of time to read Twitter.
Well, no, actually, I used up so much time I wasn't able to go and do my business tasks, and so I had 10 minutes extra at home because I couldn't make it to the post
Aha.
office or to the estate agent like I needed to. So I have to do this tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry. What can we do? I think Bjorn, we could try phoning him, but
Yeah, I think it's just Bjorn who's missing now.
no. Are we core eight?
Yeah,
I am, but
I
the call is.
Yes. Yes, you can start. Okay, the first item for the public part is the budget ranking. And I don't know if all the board members have done the
Oh.
Oh, it looks much better
homeworks.
now, indeed.
Okay.
Let's say, should we sort it by the ranking then?
Can you sort, Michael? It's much faster than
Oh,
that.
yeah, probably. I just need to work out how to do it. Tools, shorts, ruler, sort sheet by column B, right?
It's
I'm gonna kill all the obsolete stuff at the bottom before it rearrives in the sort, unless people are desperate to have that.
That makes sense.
Maybe I can select it. Sort just arrange. Yeah, let's just kill the bottom bits. You have a backup of the pre whatever version.
That's the magic of the cloud. We've always got a backup.
Yeah, if you can find it or extract it.
So is the NSA. They've always got one as well, so you can always ask them for it.
Okay, so here are the ranking rules. So they're in this order. Luckily or not luckily, we don't have very much money. So what was the budget and all there for special projects broadly? 95,000 is in the FAB.
95, if I'm not mistaken.
Sorry, I was muted. Yeah, it's on a page just before 100, a little bit above 100, I think, if I recall correctly. Maybe just below. About 100.
Yeah, 95 is in it, but given there were some changes since February, around 100 probably, yeah.
Yeah, give or take 20, I think we, you know.
Okey-doke. So what do we have then? So 100 goes down to improves built-in script debugging. Out of that, I guess 70 comes up the one before that, and then there's that huge task. And then there's some other pieces after it. So I don't know what people think of that, but we want to agree this stuff, start tendering it. What do we want to do with all this? I see the ranking sheet.
What you mark green is 70k now?
Yeah, that's 70k. And then we sort of fall over this improved built-in scripting debugging, which would be a nice thing to have, but I think it's, you know, it's a pretty big chunk of cash.
And it's a suspiciously round, big round number as well.
Yeah, I mean, oh yeah, you're right. So we can deal with it in one of several ways. One is by bumping its priority down, which is probably the most elegant way.
I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll increase the priority for that accessibility to on mine. There we go.
Okay. And the free office lessons, I think, probably makes sense to just try and get. Or we can just say we're not doing it, skip it, and do some of these other things that we can see.
Okay, resort.
Okay. I wonder if the formatting works like that or not. Ah, good. So we have some accessibility improvements and some free office lessons. We have to find the same color of green, which was one of these. You know that? No, that was the text. Perfect. So what do we have now? We have 81,000.
That takes you rows 1 to 8 and a slice of the scripting debugging if you can bring the price down.
Yeah. Or we could do the HSQL DB stuff if we can persuade people. I don't know how the offset is of that.
Increase the ranking on that one.
And to jump in, Simon, to add on that, one thing that Marina forwarded me today, I think you sent it to one of the internal lists, is if you look. If you have to pad open the private agenda, action item number 2, if that needs budget, we should factor it in as well.
Yep.
Private agenda item number 2.
Simon sent it to the legal list.
You speak in riddles. The legal list. Okay, well,
we can do that. Yeah. Marina discovered it today, so I added it to the agenda. And it doesn't necessarily need funds, but if so, we should consider this right now.
I think we have plenty of contingency space, really. What sort of volume of cost are you expecting? Because I can't find the.
Yeah, I don't think you want that in there anyway.
Okay. It's not something we can tell the authorities about either way, I imagine.
So your green is your deadline. How much you have in that green section? 20, 60, 70,
80. 81, if I'm not mistaken.
81, yeah. Sorry, Don.
Okay. I can bump the database stuff if you want. I guess
yeah.
I can.
Yeah, do if you would.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Let me switch those two. 70.
Okay. I'll resort on
that. I don't know which
one
you're sorting by, so
I'm sorting by ranking, which is the average of all our ranking. And look at that.
There we go.
There we have.
Ugh. I can probably go up to 10, I suppose.
There you go. That's much better.
Yeah, we could probably go up to 10 then. Okay. So 110 you'll be up for.
Yeah.
Well, there, conservative finance, sure.
Yeah, as I say, there was plus or minus 20. It's not like we're, you know, in the red or anything.
Yeah, I agree.
Besides, we have a bad track record of implementing a lot of those, so odds are good that by the end of the year, one of them won't be actually done. So.
Okay. Any others that we're missing that are obviously critically important?
Wait a minute. Where is the... Yeah, puddle is there. The Bitaria stuff. It's more in the line. It's not that I really like the Bitaria stuff in general. It's just on the principle that I've been advocating in general to try to support open source project that we use, and that's a nice way to do that.
Mm.
Yeah, I agree.
Another way would be to make sure maybe put that stuff to make some room in the infra budget as maintenance, and put some of those there. But yeah, I should have thought of it.
How far is it down the ranking? So 68 versus 74 is, yeah. Any other thoughts or particular concerns?
I don't know, maybe line 22.
Okay. So my concern about this and why I rated it so low was that it's all very well to have a man week with three mentors and whatever, but how do you fund? Like, where do you find people for that length of time?
I suppose that this particular project could help us for the charitable state.
Right. Yes. So you see, the proposal is to fund the developers to do that, or to expect three mentoring of six mentors of 5 days. I mean, a man month and a half is expensive.
I don't know. We can try to involve students for the development area, or also for maybe translation, marketing, etc. So we can have a different kind of mentors for the activity.
Yeah. Just a question about that. Then what we're talking about here is basically mostly for moving people around, right? To have them and maybe renting a space there. Or I'm missing something.
So we had the discussion before about paying for mentoring for that, I think. But I don't recall what the outcome was.
Oh, we want to pay students to go do a 1 week Hackfest?
No, I think we need to pay mentors if we're going to get such a huge mentoring time commitment. 6 mentors, 3 days each. Actually, well, you know.
Mm.
It might work, actually. I mean, you know, I don't know. It's only 18 days, right?
There was a talk at some point in the past to do a not for mentoring purposes per se, but to have a week-long access in a somewhat recluse remote area. We've been talking about that in the past. So that sounds a bit like it to me. And that seems to be fitting in. I mean, if we're talking about the problem of, you know, organizing, traveling, and stuff like that, that would be fitting in the community budget travel, I think. Because that would be right in line with what this budget is for.
Yeah.
Of course, if we're talking about paying people to go there, that's a different story. True, that would not be in the community missing budget.
maybe we could reimburse some men or something. I don't know. This could be a community project. An idea?
Okay, I think if there is a concrete option of having a 1 week access organized somewhere,
mm-hmm.
I certainly think we can find some budget in the travel between community and marketing, and even some leftover of the conference, which, you know, usually we are a little bit under budget on those, to find money there to finance housing and transport and stuff like that to help organizers do that. I think the hardest part would be to find somebody willing to put the effort and time to actually organize it.
And for the mentors to turn up, I mean, yeah. Hopefully the Perugia Hackfest is having some way to get people there, because it's, Nicholas was quite put off by the sort of 3 hours or 4 hours of travel from the nearest airport and, you know, public transport and so on. So, just got a lot on top of the long flight.
Well, that's the benefit of having a fairly long access, right? Because then you amortize the travel.
Yeah.
Going somewhere for one day or 2 days, it's usually, you know.
Yeah. The downside of the fairly long access is the, you know, at least for employees, how do we justify the time, you know? That's the
yep. It's always a balancing act.
Tell me about it. Yeah. Anyway. Other items that people are worried about, particularly cheap ones that we could potentially pull up.
So one thing, to be honest, line 26, but that's something I'm not sure if that is desperately needed. I think the underlying ticket has been solved in the meantime, and given the sum, I think it's, if I think would know what we could pay from the infra budget if there is an actual need for more languages. So not really. And one big question mark, but that's probably a separate topic, is line 14. The tender we discussed before, where the state of play is a bit unknown, but I think that is a larger discussion.
Help. So.
Help,
as we say.
Yeah.
So
the help system tender that was planned initially. But maybe that's.
Kendi, thoughts on that, or? What do you think of the ranking there?
Well, all of us are. So we are trying to get a student for Google Summer of Code, at least, which would help to get it to some better shape, at least some way.
Mm-hmm.
All this, like, it is that, like, with less money, less would be done with 45. Okay, more would be done. So, like, it's really, really up to like what is the priority in general. So,
okay, we should probably discuss that on the. Why don't we adjourn to the private call and get to the bottom of that? Does that make sense, Florian? Or do you want to carry on here?
No, let's defer to the private call. That makes sense. Yes.
Okay.
And I think we can't decide on that today anyway. So. In terms of budgeting.
Yeah. Anything else?
No.
Not really.
Hey, cool. Well, I'll drop this call then. Public will end at, what's the time? 16:20? 17:20. Oh, it's only 15 minutes so far. That could be a lot worse. See you in the private room in a second. Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye.